Later, on the journey through the blizzard, Tiffany wondered how the Wintersmith worked. He was made of snow, but he could make it walk and talk. That must mean he had to think about it all the time. He had to. Humans didn't have to think about their bodies all the time because their bodies knew what to do, but snow doesn't even know how to stand up straight. Anagrama was glaring at him as if he'd done something really annoying. He looked around as if puzzled, cracks appearing across his chest, and then he was just crumbling snow, collapsing into glittery crystals. The snow began to pour down now, as if the clouds were being squeezed. Anagrama pulled the mask to one side and stared first at the heap and then at Tiffany.
All right, she said. What just happened? Was he supposed to do that?
I was coming to see you and... That's the Wintersmith, was all that Tiffany could manage at that point.
You mean, like the Wintersmith? Said Anagrama. Isn't he just a story? What is he after you for? She added accusingly.
It's... Tiffany began, but there was nowhere to start. He's real. I've got to get away from him, she said. I've got to get away. It takes too long to explain. For a horrible moment, she thought Anagrama was still going to demand the whole story, but she reached out and grabbed Tiffany's hand with a black rubber claw.
Then get out of here right now. Oh, no, you've still got Miss Treason's old broom. Totally useless. Use mine.
She dragged Tiffany toward the cottage as the snowflakes thickened. Iron enough to make a nail, said Tiffany, trying to keep up. She couldn't think of anything else to say, and it was suddenly very important. He thought he was human.
I've only knocked over his snowman, you fool. He'll be back.
Yes, but iron enough, you see, to... A green hand slapped her face. But this hurt less than it might because of the rubber.
Don't babble. I thought you were clever. I really don't know what this is about, but if I had that thing after me, I wouldn't stand around babbling.
Anagrama pulled across the Wicked Witch deluxe mask with free dangling booger, adjusted the hang of the booger, and turned to the villagers, who'd been rooted to the spot all this time.
"What are you all staring at? Haven't you ever seen a witch before?" she shouted. "Go back home. Oh, and I'll be down tomorrow with some physic for your little boy, Mrs. Carter."
They stared at the green face, the rotted teeth, the stinking hair, and the huge booger, made, in fact, of glass, and fled. Still drunk with terror and relief, Tiffany rocked gently, muttering, "Iron enough to make a nail," until Anagrama shook her. The thick flakes were dropping so fast that it was hard to see her face.
"Tiffany, broomstick, broomstick, fly," said Anagrama. "Fly a long way. Do you hear me? Somewhere safe."
"But he...
the poor thing thinks that..." "Yes, yes, I'm sure it's all very important," said Anagrama,
dragging her toward the cottage wall where her broomstick leaned. She half-pushed, half-lifted Tiffany onto it and looked up. Snow was pouring out of the sky like a waterfall now.
"He's coming back,"
she snapped, and said a few words under her breath. The broomstick shot straight up and disappeared into the fading, snow-filled light.